Praise the Lord. Any question? Yes.
Praise the Lord. My question is that if you receive the Holy Ghost, can the Holy Ghost leave you? After you have received it, can he leave you?
The Holy Ghost is eternal life. Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Praise the Lord. Let me make it clearer. Eh? You have a father? Eh?
Yes, sir.
How do you know it's your father?
We live together every time.
Eh?
We live together every time.
No, he's your father because he gave birth to you.
Yes.
That's why he's your father.
Yes, that's why.
It's not because you are living together. Okay. You can leave, you go and live another place. Yes. That does not make that person your father. It's your father because he gave birth to you. And his blood is in you. And his blood, that's the DNA, is in you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you decide to misbehave, and your father open his mouth and say, I disown you. You are no more my son. Will you stop being his son?
No, sir.
So it is with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But, listen. But, the benefit of a son, you will not receive it from your father. Because you are not at peace with him. All the blessings, he will withdraw it from you. But he cannot withdraw his blood from your blood. Eternal life is a life without end. So why can it be ended? It can't be ended. Because it's eternal. That's why he doesn't give people anyhow. Once he has given you, it's eternal. The only thing is, you will find it rough with him. Because the Bible says, whom he loves, he... The prostitutes can go and live anyhow life. He doesn't care. But if he has given the Holy Ghost and you try to go that way, he will deal with you. So that you be afraid, you repent and come back, because it's a father-son relationship. Once you are saved, forever you are saved. But you will live a miserable life. Sometimes even, you want to disgrace him too much, he will kill you. And you have no reward. But you have eternal life, and you have no reward. God bless you. Yes?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My question goes like this. Somebody that have the knowledge of the word, now that have walked by the truth. I mean, somebody that received Jesus, confess, I have repented for my sin and preached the gospel, and later on the way, I fall out from the faith. And wanted to come back. Can he receive the Holy Ghost?
That is no. You receive. Sorry, your question. You are mixing it. You are not a Christian until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So what you are saying is that you got born again. You are not born again. I'm using revelatory language. Don't call yourself a Christian until you have the Spirit of Christ in you. Don't say you're a Christian because you decided to stop going to beer parlor and started going to church. You say, I'm a Christian. You're only a church member. There's a difference between being a church member and a member of the body of Christ. Being a Christian is by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are not born again until you receive the Holy Ghost. Now, your question is, you receive the Holy Ghost, you are serving God, then suddenly you stop and then you say, no, you go back to beer parlor. Abi? That is why the story of the prodigal son is there. The story of the prodigal son is to give you assurance. So that you can say, I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Now I'm coming.
Father, oh, for one, thy arms, oh.
time he's coming home, all he has lost, is coming to start all over. But the father was never happy. That's why he says that heaven rejoices when one sinner repents. Heaven rejoices. When you get so bad, it frustrates you until you reach the condition of that prodigal son. It's to make you come back. Anytime you come back, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So come back and enjoy the glory of God. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
But the truth is this. Let me add this. Where is the brother? The truth is this. Somebody like me that lived that type of life before. Now I am in Christ. Tell me, what is the attraction that will make me leave the peace I have found and make me go to nightclub and make me go into smoking and drinking and all those nonsense after I have seen the difference? So for you to say you went back, the truth is you were never a Christian before. If you have a genuine experience with God, you will so hate your past that you never like to go near it again. God bless you. I thought sister stood up here.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, yes.
My question is like this. Those people's names that are not written in the foundation of the world and they receive the Holy Ghost, are they going to make
it? Only those whose names are written in the book of life that will receive the Holy Ghost. That is the evidence your name is there. Nobody knows whose name is not there or whose name is there. We know, the only thing we know is that it's only those whose names are there that they will receive the Holy Ghost. Because they are the reason Jesus went to the cross on Calvary. Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord, church.
Sure.
My question goes like this. If you're not baptized, can you still go to heaven?
No. What type of baptism? Water baptism or Holy Ghost baptism?
Yes, Holy Ghost baptism.
Like, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can never go to heaven. Yes. That's all. Next person. Do you want to go to heaven?
Yes.
Better go and get Holy Ghost. Yes.
Sir, you said that if God give you a gift, that you can't take it back.
Sure.
So I'm asking that if that gift is with you and you go back to the worldly way, is the gift still with you?
Because you are not of him now, so you can live anyhow life you live, the gift will still be there. Because God doesn't touch it. He knows where he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you on the day of judgment by the lake of fire.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That is why Matthew chapter 7, give him this. That's why Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 say, not all that say, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom. He said, that day, some will say, was you know your name? I did this, I did that. He will say, I didn't know you. Get away from me, ye that walk iniquity. So you were using the gift wrongly. You pay for it. Yes, sister.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
Scripture I've been trying to understand, and it's Revelation 22, verse 19. And it says, if any man shall take away from the words of this book of the prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. And the confusion is that the person actually has a part in the book of life. But is it that the person actually has a part in the book of life? And because
the usage of the book of life in that context is the book of reward, for reward. Everything we do, there's a book written for our reward. That's why in Revelation chapter 20, which verse is that? Books were written. Let me confirm the verse. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. So from that usage, you see there's a book where all you do is for reward of a judgment is there.
So does that mean the person's reward will be taken away, but sure, the person will enter heaven?
Sure. I have other scriptures to confirm that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us that. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I had an experience last month. Our pastor visited us in the house and we were discussing on the Holy Spirit. And while he was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down and he took me. And I went into the street and I was preaching, something I've never done in my whole life. So after that night, up to the extent that neighbors came out, they were wondering what was going on. So after that moment, I was feeling that I have received the Holy Ghost. But I started having a doubt because ever since then, no gift has manifested. So I want to know, is there a certain duration of time it will take for the manifestation of the gifts? Thank you, sir.
Now, we have 9 spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12 where I read. You are saying none of it. You have not experienced, you have not exercised any of these gifts?
I have not exercised any, but I see signs of some. Like in my dream a certain time.
No, be dream.
I want to give you an example.
When you receive Holy Ghost, go beyond dream. Dream itself is part of the gift of the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge operates in 3 or 4 ways. Vision, dream, audible voice, or inspiration. But what you see there, when you wake up, it comes to pass. So that itself is a gift. And it's a very common gift. People, very common for believers to see vision, to hear voice. They are all gifts of the word of knowledge, the ability to know something. Now, in the spirit, we could have a lot of experiences in our dream. We have a lot of experiences. You are carried somewhere. You are taken somewhere. You have certain experiences. It is not a message. It's not a gift. It is experiences in the spirit. God, you know, trying to put you to certain experience to get you used to the actions of the supernatural. It prepares you for something.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes?
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
You say that for one to be sure to go to heaven, as if you have the freeway to eternal life, that he will have that.
You cannot talk louder?
That he will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I know that you say that one, to be saved, you should baptize correctly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say that this person, a brother or a sister, is in a church, and he's been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that he, knowing that the truth, that he should be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the church where he finds himself is that they don't baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he still going to go to heaven?
After you know the truth and you refuse to go and do it because you are of a church. Eh?
Yes.
Will he go to heaven? Yes. No, you should ask me, will the person's sin be remitted? God's provision for your sins to be remitted is baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus. And if your sins are not remitted, you are not under the blood. If you are not under the blood, then how can you go to heaven?
But if you don't know and you are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That is why we must get the Holy Ghost. We must be sincere. If you have received the Holy Ghost, it will lead you to all truth. Many people, what they exercise is just religion. Just religion. It's just, I belong to Redeem. I belong to Catholic. I belong. That is their own Christian faith. We in Redeem, this is how we do it. We in assemblies, this is how we do it. Show and Bible, say that one on your own. We for Anglican. So, and he thinks a Christian, a Christian. So, let the person go and baptize. No. See, everyone whose name is written in the book of life will hear the truth and correct and receive genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes?
Hello, sir. Yeah. There's a friend of mine that was telling me that he has the Holy Ghost by faith. So I want to ask that, can someone have the Holy Ghost through faith?
Of course. Everything we receive first by faith before it manifests. We receive first by faith before it manifests. But the evidence that you have faith is that eventually you will see it. So, and one thing we must not do is to receive salvation by assumption and claim it is faith. It is only when it comes to salvation that Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. That is confirm and not assume that you are saved. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Shalom, sir. I wanted to ask, what is the food of the Holy Spirit? And the second question is...
That is, you are asking, what is the food that God eats?
The Holy Spirit.
Who is the Holy Spirit?
Yes, what is the food of?
So, which food does God eat? That's what you are asking. Because you know the food your papa, they eat. So you want the food, you want to know the food. Amen. The food that God eats is worship. It's praises. Worship and praise Him. But your spirit man, you have your spirit man to grow, to nourish. Apostle Peter said, as newborn babies, when you get born again, he said, desire the sincere milk of the word of God. So the word of God is the food that you eat. And even when you grow up, the word of God is also the water that we use to wash and cleanse ourselves. So the word of God is so important. It is the word of God that we eat. That's the bread of life.
My second question is that, can the Holy Spirit be dormant in a man? That is when he doesn't feed it with the word of God we talked about. Can the Holy Spirit be dormant in that person? He doesn't feed it to grow.
No, you can only say, can your spiritual life be dormant? When you say something is dormant, you are talking about a state of inactivity. And what do you mean by a state of inactivity to be dormant? That is, You do nothing spiritual. You are not dormant when you fast. You cannot be dormant when you are praising God and worshiping God, when you are reading, when you are studying. You are doing something spiritual. And every day we do something spiritual. So the idea of somebody being dormant spiritually, I don't believe it. There's nothing like that.
Thank you, sir.
But the gift can be dormant. The gift that you have, when you refuse to exercise the gift becomes dormant. Yes. If you have a healing gift and you refuse to pray for people to be sick, who are sick, to be healed, that gift is dormant. Yes.
Shalom, sir. Sir, please, I have two questions to ask. My first question goes like this. If somebody is dying at the stage of death, and he received the Holy Ghost without water baptism, can he go to heaven?
You receive the Holy Ghost. How do you know the person received the Holy Ghost?
That's
which fruit did he exercise that made you to confirm that he has the Holy Ghost? He's lying down there. I receive Christ in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I won't die. You tell me, say, if I won't go heaven, make I say, I give my life to God. I go talk now. Since I don't know what you want to happen, when I die, go. I go talk now. Why will you wait till the time you want that? You never hear the gospel before. You think you can for one night God? So all these years you know here now. When you say you want die, now him they say you want to give your life to Christ. Everyone that will go to heaven, you will receive the Holy Ghost, and you will earn your reward and earn your position when you get there by the life that you live. You'll be tested. You'll be tried. You'll be confirmed before you die. Yes, sister. Another one.
My second question is, in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, you said they received the Holy Ghost and speak in different tongues. So I want to ask a question on that. If somebody is speaking in tongues, does it mean you have received the Holy Ghost?
Of course. It's a manifestation of the Spirit you have received. It's a gift of the Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't speak in tongues. Yes?
Shalom, church.
Shalom. And please, everybody cannot speak in tongues. The teaching that everybody should stand up and speak in tongues, you can see that's why I mentioned them one by one. The things that can happen is the same thing. It's not all speaking in tongues. It's not possible for everybody to speak in tongues. Yes.
So in a situation whereby you desire the gift of healing, and then prophecy keeps coming that you will prophesy, and then you don't really like that gift of prophecy, and then anytime it comes, you run away from it because you desire the gift of healing, yet you don't have that gift of healing. Are you doing anything wrong by running away from that gift of prophecy?
First, it is the Holy Ghost that places us. And he knows why he chooses what gift to give every one of us. But you can desire any. Remember, the parable of the talent is the use of the gift. Those talents are those gifts. So he gives some two, he gives some three. Some can operate more than four, five gifts. So if you have one, in addition to the prophecy, you desire healing, fine. Perfect. In fact, healing and prophecy will work very well for your ministry, because when the sickness is spiritual, by the gift of prophecy, you will know what to do for the person to receive healing. God bless you. Yes?
I want to ask a question. Whereby, if somebody is not baptized, can you still take the Lord's Supper?
What about baptism?
What about baptism?
Praise the Lord. Listen. What is communion? Communion is the ordinance that believers do to remember what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. He was bruised for our iniquity. He was wounded for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He said, as often as you eat this, you do show forth my death. You remember me till I come. So, it is for believers. Now, what is the evidence that you are a believer? Huh? It's the ordinance of water baptism. The first ordinance, open declaration that you believe what the Lord did on the cross of Calvary is water baptism. So you didn't do that one. Why are you going to take the body and blood? So it's not proper. You are not entitled to it until you have given your life to Christ and accepted the works on the cross on Calvary that gave you salvation by water baptism, which is the process of justification, then you can now take the communion. But for the purpose of this program today, you can take the communion and immediately go and baptize when we close. Correct? Praise the Lord. Go and baptize immediately we close.
Shalom, George.
That's the last sister.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom, ma.
Sir, in the book of Genesis, we know that Christ created the heavens and the earth. Then when Jesus Christ was tempted by the devil, he said, if you bow down...
I'm sorry. Repeat. The book of
Genesis
said what?
That God created the heavens
God
and the earth.
God created the heavens and the earth, yes.
Then in the book of Matthew, when Satan was tempting Jesus, he said, if you bow down before me, I will give you the whole... He showed him kingdoms. Father, sir, is he the one that created them to give it to Jesus Christ?
So what did that one get to do with our Holy Ghost baptism now?
Sir.
You're carrying me away now.
Sir.
See, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But understand something. He created Adam. Listen very well. He created Adam and Eve and gave them dominion, authority. What do you call it? The title deeds for the ownership of the earth and everything. He gave it to who? To Adam. But Adam lost it. Hallelujah. Adam lost it to Satan. The authority that he had, Satan collected it through what happened in the Garden of Eden. And it is that title deed that was with him that he could tell anybody, all kingdoms are now under him. And whosoever he wishes, he gives. But the CFO, remember, for instance, in Lagos State and any state at all, land use decree give the whole land to government. So government, therefore, gives you certificate of occupancy, but they also have a right to revoke it. But once they have given you the certificate of occupancy, you can transfer it to anybody. Transfer it, another one, transfer it to anybody, another transfer it to anybody that has given you. But the real owner is Lagos State Government. So God is the owner of the whole earth, and he gave it to Adam, who lost it, and the battle to reclaim it back brought forth the last Adam. And that is that book in Revelation chapter 5, sealed with seven seals from behind, within, and without. It is the title deed of redemption. And who was worthy again to receive it? No man. And while John was crying, one of the elders came and said, John, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed. And he's referring to Christ. Came like a lamb and collected the book. And now the title deeds of redemption, they are with him because he has paid the price of redemption. So that book is with him and he's going through the ages and collecting all the Adamic children. One by one, one by one. And the final, we see it in the book of Revelation when he will come down with his own to take over the earth, pack Satan, put him in the bottomless pit, and there will be peace on earth forever.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes.
My question is it possible for someone to function in all the gifts?
function in all the gifts.
The 9 gifts.
Of course, he even gave 10 to somebody. According to the parable of the talents. Can function in all. If you have the ability. Which church? They decide. Yes? Next person, quickly, please.
Praise the Lord. My question is concerning baptism. So if you baptized before but without repenting, is it permitted to rebaptize?
You did not repent, so it was a wrong baptism. Go and rebaptize. You must first repent. If you didn't repent, you're only doing religion. You only enter that water to swim. Your sins still there with you. Boom, boom. You must first repent. Take a decision to live a life pleasing before God.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have 2 questions to ask. The first question is this. Is it possible for someone to receive the Holy Ghost before water baptism?
Sure. It's in the Bible. The house of Cornelius, they received the Holy Ghost before water baptism.
Okay, so my second question is this. When I was in the denomination, I once preached to a gifted sister, very gifted. When I had this message newly about the water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, I believe it, but the sister asked me a question that I was unable to clarify her. And the question is about the thief at the cross, that the thief went to heaven, but he wasn't baptized. So I'm confused about that.
Which church do you attend?
I'm an online member.
From
but
where?
Then, I was in Assemblies of God.
When the person asked you that question?
Yes.
Did you ask your pastor in Assemblies of God for the answer for the sister?
Yes, I actually created a problem between me and the pastor and the children because they say that I'm causing confusion in the church.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The thief, listen. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself, while he was on earth, he was under the law. He was under the old covenant. The law of the will says that the law of the testation. Let us know that a will is not of effect until the testator, the person that wrote the will, is dead. It takes effect only after he's dead. So the new covenant took effect only after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. So even Jesus himself, in his 3.5 years ministry, he was under the law. Together with John the Baptist, under the law. So the thief on the cross was the last under the law that went to paradise.
Thank you so much, sir.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord, church.
God bless you.
My question is, if they won't give you ask a way to help you repent, that he will give you words on the altar. He will give you words. You will repent of your sins.
Okay, maybe like say after me.
Yes, yes.
Say after me.
Yes.
Say after me. Do I know the sin you commit? Do I know the sin you are committing? So how can I confess for you? Eh? Eh?
At least you want to repent.
What are you repenting of? Do I know what you are repenting
sins.
Of?
For his sins.
I don't know. Do I know whether you thief your papa money, now you repent? Or do I know?
Yeah.
So I would like, you are the one to come and tell God what you are repenting from. It's not for me to tell you, say after me, Father, I will not. Do I know what you are repenting from? I don't believe in that prayer. Say after me. It's the person that is repenting. That's why there is no true repentance. The true repentance, the person comes crying. Because he realizes how useless life he has been living before. And ask God, have mercy upon me. I will not go back again. I believe a useless life. I live a useless life.
Yeah,
then for somebody to come and stand and say after me, Father, been thief before. Have you, what do you be? If you say I've been thief before, me, I will stand and say I never thief before, so I cannot repeat it.
So my second question is,
what so you everyone, you confess between you and God what you have been doing that is wrong, and you want him to forgive you.
My second question is, what is in that gifts of the Holy Spirit? What is the meaning of long suffering?
It's not a long suffering. It's not a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not a gift of the Holy Spirit. It is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Fruit of the Holy Spirit is different from gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Fruit of the Holy Spirit has to do with your spiritual estate. While gift of the Holy Spirit has to do with what you are supplying to the body of Christ. Long suffering, therefore, is part of it.
But what is the meaning of long suffering?
Suffer long. Suffer for a long time. Is that clear? Long suffering, that is enduring, difficulty. Enduring difficulty. Yes.
Shalom, church.
Shalom.
Sir, if you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost and you have not been baptized correctly, can you still make it to heaven?
You will not die until you correct it.
And sir, without justification and sanctification, and you also have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, will you still also make it to heaven?
You cannot receive the Holy Ghost and not be justified and not be sanctified. That's why it's important to receive the Holy Ghost.
Shalom, sir.
Yes.
My question is this. After baptism of the Holy Ghost, then the gift of speaking in tongues, is it what you hear from above that you speak? Or I want to be clear about that. Then is it possible to pray in tongue?
Pray in tongue.
Yes.
Like Akwa Ibom language and Yoruba language. Yes. They are tongue now. Yoruba man, you can speak in your language. You are speaking in tongue. Is that what you mean?
As in praying in the spirit.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your first question is it what you hear that you say? It's not about what you are hearing. It is about the Holy Ghost taking over and speaking using your vocal cord, using your tongue. So, and it depends on, and now, and that is a manifestation of the Spirit. Okay? And that is, it is both an administration of the Spirit and it is also a manifestation of the Spirit. Now, speaking in tongue does two things. Speaking in tongue, is also a prophetic ministry where a message is given in tongue and then there will be interpretation of what you are saying. The interpretation is also a gift. Sometimes the person that is speaking in tongue also interprets. He speaks and then before you know what you hear him say, thus said the Lord, and he gives the meaning of what he has spoken. But sometimes he speaks and he may not have the interpretation. Another person, the Spirit will get that person and you give the interpretation. So that is the, how the gift of speaking in tongue operates. So, yes, it can be prayers. In that case, there will be no interpretation. You are speaking mysteries, but it is not you speaking. It's a supernatural action. The Holy Ghost coming to use your voice to settle a matter. And when he finished, peace comes upon you, and you will know the hand of God was upon you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Shalom, sir.
Yes.
My question comes from Revelation 22:19. And if
about the Holy Ghost? About the Holy Ghost?
yet about eternal life.
Okay.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Now, in lieu to what the sister asked, she said, if anyone take away the words of this book, and you said the interpretation here, in this context, the book of life, means the book where our works are written and for our reward. Now, if you take away, your name is taken away from the book of life and from the holy city and from the things which are written. Now, I'm asking, if you go into heaven, as you said, without a reward, in which city will Christ put you without a reward? Since your name has been taken away from the holy city.
Which city is he referring to?
The New Jerusalem.
Where is the New Jerusalem?
It will come down on earth here.
Eh?
In heaven, it will come down on earth.
How does it look like?
I don't know.
But it's described there in the Bible. The New Jerusalem that comes from above is the bride of Jesus Christ. That simply means you will not be occupying the position of royalty. So you have nothing to rule. You will not be part of the ruling class. That's all.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Shalom, Daddy. Please, sir, I want to understand, in a process whereby somebody is not a Christian, you are in the world, living all manner of dirty life, and still you are operating a gift. And now when you finally give your life to Christ, and you find out that that gift is no more there, I want a clarification of that.
The gift you are operating is no more there.
Yes, sir.
But while you are in the world, you are operating a gift.
Yes. When you, let me say, you sin, you fall into sin. But when you are in the presence of God, you fall under anointing, can operate a gift of thus says the Lord. But when you surrender your life to Christ and give your life to Christ, you will find out that the gift is no more there. I don't know what happened to that gift. Is it that is not
that,
from God?
That is simply, if that your gift was operating only when you come to church, not when you are inside the apollo, correct? You have to come to church first. You fall and then be operating and you see things.
Right.
But when you are out of church, you are inside the apollo, drinking the apollo, the gift doesn't come on. Now I can tell you categorically that means you were operating by a familiar spirit. And when you received Christ, it was cast out from you. But if, as unbeliever, you were even in the beer parlor, you will see vision for people, and you are drinking your beer, that simply means you were born with that gift. And a prophet, a real prophet, is born with the gift. And so, the gift is in you, until the appropriate time that God now comes, say, oh yeah, it's time for me to use this gift. Then he gets you converted, and then that gift is now used to his glory. So, if you come to church and then you fall down, you prophesy, I can tell you two reasons. Number one is that it could have been a familiar spirit that was operating. But also, a familiar spirit can only use one that is already a channel. So it's there. So God chases the familiar spirit, and then you come and position yourself to receive the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Okay, that is, sorry. The scripture said that in the presence of God, there are two vessels, vessel of honor and vessel of dishonor. And can God use a vessel of honor to bless his own? And when he finished, he can leave him. Don't know. In the presence of God, whereby there is no vessel to use.
I'm not here to talk about gift. I'm here to talk about eternal life. No, I am not here to teach gifts. I'm here to teach eternal life. Today, receive eternal life. Everybody stand up. You are ready to go to heaven. Shout hallelujah. Somebody said, today is my day. Today is my day. Listen very well. There are three ways to receive the Holy Ghost. Three ways to receive the Holy Ghost. Number one, when the word is going on, you can receive the Holy Ghost. Number two, by laying on of hands. And today, that's the reason the ministers are here. We are going to go around and lay hand on you, receive the Holy Ghost. And when they lay hand on you, some of you will receive here now. And some, while I just minister, receive, you will receive. And then, some, you will receive the Holy Ghost by praying, by asking God. Luke chapter 11 verse 13 says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him? Ask Him. The assurance that if you ask for the Holy Ghost, you will receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is the power to do the will of God. Say after me, the Holy Ghost is the power to do the will of God. Say it very loud. Say it again. Somebody say after me, Lord, I want eternal life. Say it again. Sit down first. I want us to pray this prayer, sitting down. I've tried to explain to you what the Holy Ghost is. And I am sure, very, very sure, I am certain that somebody will receive eternal life today. But the eternal life is only for those who have given their lives to Christ. I don't know if there's anybody here. Now, let's bow down our heads now. Let's talk to God. If there be anything that will hinder you, I want everybody, let's be serious. The ministers will go in and thank you. Now, it's time now to see how many people want to be serious with God today. Now, you have been going to church, oh, since they born you have been going to church, oh, but you have had something today and you are making up your mind that from now I will take my Christian life more seriously. I want to renew my covenant with God. I want to give my life to Christ. And they go to church, but I know I am not a Christian as I should be. But from now, I want to change my mind. I want to follow this God. I want God to forgive me all the nonsense I've been doing before, and then take me to start afresh with me. If that person is here, come here now to the altar here. Kneel down here and give your life to Christ and talk to God here at this altar here. God bless you. Now just kneel down. Just kneel down. Anywhere here, kneel down. Now you'll be talking to God and just ask Him to forgive you. Yes. Now just kneel down. How many more? Now, you know, you are not going to pray after me. You know what you are repenting from? You just tell the Lord. You know what you want Him to forgive you of. You know what you are repenting from? Oh, Baranege, I give you my life. Oh, Baranege, I give you my soul. Over and again, talk to God. Oh yes, over and again,
I give you my life.
I made this same decision one day, and it has changed my life. Changed my life forever.
My soul.
Over.
Altar. It takes decision. It takes conviction. Stretch forth your hands and begin to pray for them that the decision that they have taken this day to serve the Lord, to eschew the things of the world, that this decision shall be a permanent decision. Begin to pray for the ministers. Keep on talking to God. You young girl, you young boy, you, every youth that is kneeling down on this altar, I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is here to answer your prayers. The Lord is here to forgive your sins. The Lord is here to give you grace to sin no more. You know the very areas of your life that you have found challenging ever since you grew up. But you are making a decision this morning to say bye-bye to those things that have pulled you back. I want to tell you that as you're taking that decision, the Lord Jesus himself is here to give you the power to sin no more. There was a woman that was brought before him in John chapter 5. The woman was plagued with diverse demons. And the one that was particularly noted was the spirit of adultery, fornication, uncleanness. But Jesus did not condemn that woman because he came to save the lost. Jesus is here to save you. And what did he tell that woman? I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more. I want to tell you that as you're praying now, the power of God is here to give you grace not to go back into those vices that you have been struggling with. I want to tell you, you will go home a new person, a renewed person. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we give you thanks for these young ones who have taken the bold step to come down to this altar, to kneel down in your presence, to confess their sins and their shortcomings, to acknowledge that they are sinners. My Father and my God, you said in your word through your Son Jesus that whosoever that cometh to you this way, that you will not cast out. Father, I pray, as they have confessed their sins and have made a decision with sinful determination not to go back into them, I plead that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for them some 2,000 years ago, which is still as effective as it was when it was shed. Father, I pray for them as your servant that you meet with them on this altar where your presence is. Forgive their sins and give them the power to sin no more in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you said that when they do this with all determination in their hearts and they take your name in water baptism, that you will feed them with the Holy Ghost. As many as have given their lives kneeling here, O God, you will feed them with the Holy Ghost even before they go for water baptism. We have seen it in your word, O God, in Acts chapter 10. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost came upon the hearers. Let it be their portion in the name of Jesus. Father, let there be great joy in heaven today because of these youths. I thank you. We thank you because we know you have done it. Father, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Every power that has held them bound to the things of the world and to things that defy them, as they leave this altar, those powers will leave them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We worship you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we have prayed and amen.
God bless you. Congratulations. You may go back to your seat. Now, amen. Stand up. Park your seat. Park your seat on site. And let tell this seat, give me chance. Tell your seat to give me chance. Close your eyes. You see my God in action. One. Wait again. Everybody, this is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire. Give me the power to do your will, Lord. Oh Lord, I pray. This is my earnest cry.
This is my desire.
This is my earnest desire.
Power to do your will, Lord, oh Lord,
oh Lord, I pray. hand on your head. I see he's here now. If that person can answer me a very loud amen, as I'll tell you to receive the Holy Ghost, and your heart is open, and you have determined that in this camp you will get eternal life. He's the one that baptized you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Jesus, come down now. Your hand on your head. Answer me with your heart open. Anything can happen. Some of you will see different manifestations now. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. This be your song. Incubate me, ministers. Incubate me, my Lord Jesus. Incubate me,
hallelujah.
Incubate me,
incubate me,
incubate me, incubate me, my Lord Jesus. Incubate,
hallelujah.
Incubate me,
incubate me,
incubate me, incubate me, my Lord Jesus.
My Lord Jesus, incubate me, hallelujah.
Let it take over your life, let it take over your life.
Hallelujah.
Incubate me,
incubate me.
Incubate me, my Lord Jesus, incubate me.
Hallelujah.
Incubate me,
incubate me.
Incubate me,
incubate me.
Incubate me, my Lord Jesus, incubate me.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at me,
Thank you.
Today, take over. Today, let today be the day you take over totally. We are the pastors in our midst. We are the prophets in our midst. We are the evangelists in our midst. Father, manifest them today. Give them the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Don't look at others. Concentrate. Don't look at others. Don't look at others. Let him touch you also. Let him touch you. Father, take over your vessels. Father, take over your channels. Father, take over your children. That the reason, Lord, you went to the cross on Calvary. Do something, Papa. Their life forever, 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 never. Will not remain the same again. Give them your spirit, Lord. Give them your spirit. Somebody shout Holy Ghost fire. I want to hear very loud. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Lift those under anointing. The ministers are taking care of them. Don't worry. Lift up your right hand to heaven. Lord, you are the God that answers by fire. Fire, fire, don't keep your people on fire. If that person can shout fire, for that fire to begin to manifest in your life now. Holy Ghost! Now place that hand on your head. Yes, Lord. Place that hand on your head. He's the one that answered by fire. For that fire to come and consume anything that will disturb your Christian life now. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! How many more, Lord? How many more, Holy Ghost? How many more? Return their gifts, Lord. Return their gifts, Lord. Anybody here, the enemy has taken away the gifts. Papa, restore now. How many more, Jesus? How many more brothers you are commissioning to evangelize? Give them that power here now, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let's plead the blood of Jesus. Let's plead the blood of Jesus. Let the ministers lay hand again. There's something going on. The blood, open the lid. Of Jesus. Let the ministers lay hand again. We plead.
I'm in your presence.
And if you can answer me very loud, amen. Whatever the enemy has put inside your body is destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Anywhere it is hiding. Hiding your womb, hiding your stomach. They gave you to eat, spiritual or physical. Somebody here, I command you to vomit it out now. Vomit it out. Vomit it, vomit it. Vomit it out. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, every destiny destroyer hiding out anywhere in your body, go by fire. Holy Ghost! Maybe they put a mark of disappointment. A mark. Witchcraft will follow you up and down. A mark that causes frustration. Mami water mark. Any demonic mark in your body to cause any problem at all in your body. If that person will shout fire now, let that thing go by fire. Holy Ghost! Fire in your stomach. Fire inside that stomach. I say again, any evil hand upon your life, maybe any evil hand has touched your head before and they projected anything on your head. Boy or girl here, man or woman in our midst here, to go by fire. For that nonsense to go by fire, if you can shout fire, Holy Ghost! Anybody here, they took your hair. Which carry your hair away, your glory, that's your hair. Spiritually or physically, so that your future will be disturbed. You cannot read and pass. So that your education will be wasted. So that your parents will not eat the fruit of their labor on you. Anywhere, anything they have done to your hair, for total deliverance that come by fire. The God of Elijah is the God of this ministry. Let that nonsense go by fire. Holy Ghost! Fire on your head. Holy Ghost! Fire on your head. On your head, your head, your fire. Fire, fire. Fire inside the head. Restoration fire, restoration fire, restoration fire, restoration fire, restoration fire, restoration fire. Go by fire, go by fire. Who can battle with the Lord? I declare today, somebody here, your day of restoration in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord, let your hand touch around your navel, from your stomach, your navel side. Anybody here, from the day they gave birth to you, they tamper with your umbilical cord. They tamper with your umbilical cord. Are you touching it from your cloth outside there? Just around there. Just place your hand there around your stomach, around your navel, and close your eyes. For there shall be restoration by fire. This is what this camp is all about. To rearrange your lives again and make your lives to become meaningful, meaningful, meaningful. Father, search your people. Father, search your people. Father, search your people. Search the day they were born, Lord. Search the day they were born. Who is that woman that collected them the day they were born? Who is that evil witchcraft hand that collected them the day somebody here was born? Who went away with the umbilical cord for evil? Where did they take somebody's umbilical cord to? You know what we don't know. You see what we do not see. Whose destiny has been tampered with from birth? How many of them here, Lord? Father, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration that cometh by fire. If that person can shout fire, Holy Ghost! Umbilical cord, wherever, Papa, wherever. They carry your mama children, tie them. Carry your papa children, tie all of you, so that your father will not enjoy the fruit of their labor. I cancel that curse today in the name of Jesus. I cancel that curse today in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, the evil that follow your mother will not follow you. Somebody here, the evil that follow your papa will not follow you. If you answer me, amen, you will become better than your father. You will become better than your mother. You will become better than your enemies in the name of Jesus. The level that the enemy says you will not reach, you will overtake that level in the name of Jesus. In this life, you will make it. I am blessing you. I'm releasing an anointing. So you better answer. Everybody under the influence of my voice. I say, your life will never be stagnated in the name of Jesus. Receive the spirit of success. Is that person answering me? I said, receive the spirit of success. I say again, receive the spirit of success. Failure will not be your portion. I say, failure will not be your portion. And your generation will serve God. I say, your generation will serve God. None of you will join any cult in the name of Jesus. From today, as you leave this camp, witches will reject your blood. Occultic people will reject you. Kidnappers will reject you. Ritual killers will reject you. As you live here, as you live here, you are living here with a glory. I say you're living here with a glory. If you can answer me, amen, nobody will die on family death. In your family, you will live the longest in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking the spirit of longevity. nothing will cut short your life. If that person can answer me, amen. You will live the longest in your family in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, your brain is restored today. I say your brain. Ah, Jesus. Anybody, Jesus, thank you, Father. Who is it, Lord? Who is it, Lord? Who is it, Papa? Who is it, Lord? They set enmity between you and your parents, and your father cursed you. Who is the person? Your father cursed you. Let the person come. I want to see who this person is. Who is the person? Come, I want to see you. Come before me. Jesus, I thank you. Your father cursed you. Where did you come from? Are you a member of the church? Right assembly?
I'm from Anytime Army Assembly.
Where?
In Naito, yeah. Pastor Dominic.
Oh, Pastor Dominic. Jesus, may you reign. I'm seeing something. The Lord wants to restore. The Lord wants to restore. Your life will never be stagnated again in the name of Jesus. A young girl here, your mother, come out her breast, beat her breast like this and curse you. Come out.
Jesus, may you reign.
May you reign.
I'm seeing something. Where is the girl? Where is the girl? I'm seeing something. You are the one. Are you not the one from Jos?
Yeah.
Where? From?
Ikorodu, Pastor Ifeanyi's church.
Oh, from Ikorodu. Is your pastor aware of this? Is your pastor aware of this?
Am I coming here? No, I didn't tell you.
This is evidence that nothing, not even your mama, not even your papa will hold your progress. Because you came here. This is Restoration Ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anywhere you are standing now. Anywhere you are standing. Turn back. Face your back. Anywhere you are standing, turn and face your back. Is it Leke or Eleke? Leke or Eleke? Anybody bearing such a name? You?
My mother, father.
Is what?
Eleke.
Eleke. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. very sharp, turn back again. Anywhere you are, just do what I'm telling you to do. Because you will not live here the same as you came here. Do it again. Turn back. Who is it, Lord? Turn back again. Hey. Your glory that was hold her. See? It's a serious deliverance God wants to do for you. Anybody, they chain your leg. The chain of stagnation. The chain that says you will not move forward. That chain is broken today in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Shake your leg. I break that chain. I break it. I break that chain. Break it. Break it. Jesus. I break that chain. Break it. It's broken in Jesus' name. At the count of 10, somebody, your spirit come up from here and fall. I don't know why. Why did they take the spirit away? What am I seeing? Father, return the spirit. Father, return the spirit. Who is it, Lord? At the count of 10. 1. Not only spirit. Okay, anybody here? Your glory. Your glory. Your glory. There's a battle going on somewhere. For the release of somebody's glory now. Father, who is it? 1. 2. Yes, Lord. 2 again. 3. 4. Serious deliverance taking place. 5. Restore. 6. Restore. Father, do it, Lord. 7. 8. Restore 10. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Who can battle with the Lord? There are 3 vessels in our midst here. There are 3 vessels in our, not this one's under anointing. They start Kagara card, they see the look of me now. 3 vessels from above. Who can battle with the Lord? 1, 2 more. How many more? One more. Lord, you minister that to me, Lord. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Nobody will hide here. Today, today it must be settled. Vessels of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Satan has lost all of you in the name of Jesus. I say Satan has lost everyone here in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I thank you. Finally, from today, anywhere you go, favor will follow you. I say it again, from today. Somebody here, they cut your hair. I don't know whether this head is the head of a woman or a man, because the hair is low. They cut your hair. They scrape your hair. Very mysteriously, a portion of your hair has been scraped. Who is the person? You woke up, you saw a portion of your hair scrapped. They scrap your hair. You are the one? They scrap your hair. It's like you have hair, plenty hair.
No, small.
Eh? What I saw was very... Okay, no, okay. No, no, wait. What I saw is lower than this. Wait. The hair I saw is not as plenty as this. You woke up at, is it all? Is that the place? Sorry, there's something I see. Any other person? You woke up, you saw that they cut your hair. Satan is a liar. Your glory will be restored today. They cut your hair. When?
I mean, it was some months ago. I was like last month.
Last month. Where is the place? Why do you put there like this? You get plenty hair. Your hair plenty. You're very blessed. Oh, wow, your mama in India. Wow, see here. Jehovah. You get hell. Plenty here. Where's the place now? I love this here. Your hair too plenty. Close your eyes. See something now. Going to anoint that place, and whatever they took away from you shall be restored now. Father, you minister this to me, Lord. Now, whatever they did by taking your hair away, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Restore. I restore. I restore. I restore your glory, the power of the Holy Ghost. Restore, Father, restore, restore, Jesus. Restore, Father, here and now. You minister this to me here and now. Return, 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 return. All the enemy has taken away from you. That's the purpose of this camp. Where you come from? From Lagos? Which church?
Time Tabernacle.
Eh?
Decision time Tabernacle.
Now is decision time. You must decide to put away this. Eh?
Yes, sir.
It's true. That's the purpose of this camp. Eh? I'm sure your pastor will not like this. I restore your glory by the mercy of God. See my God in action. 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 Restore. This is a daughter of God. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Go to the Marine Kingdom, Father, and return. Return, return, return her glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You've been suffering from headache? Eh? You?
Yes, sir.
You've been suffering from headache?
Yes, sir.
Non-stop headache, 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 headache. The Lord has healed you today. It is the nonsense they did to this, to you. Is causing that. But today, the headache is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Shake your head. How is it now?
I'm relieved, sir.
The headache?
Yes, sir. It's vanished.
It's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's gone. It's gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you want to prophesy? Do you want to give me prophecy? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to make a pronouncement again. Anybody that took your glory away, today it is restored in the name of Jesus. I say it is restored in the name of Jesus. I say it again. Your glory is restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of stubbornness has just left somebody. Stubbornness is a demon that was cast on you. It is restored in the name of Jesus Christ. You are restored in the name of Jesus. The spirit of stubbornness is gone forever. The spirit of stubbornness is gone forever. Why? Are you stubborn? Why is the angel pointing at you? Do they say you are stubborn? Do they normally say you are stubborn? Okay, are you stubborn? Eh? Yes. But you look very gentle. You look like a very gentle woman. But the angel is saying you are stubborn. I said the spirit of stubbornness is gone today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Where they carry and go?
So crying and
no, it's under anointing. She's under anointing. Some people will go leave them for here, go Lagos. And they will come join us after. Do you want to be among those? Okay, okay. Who is your pastor?
Pastor Joshua Essert.
Joshua
Essert.
Oh. The Air Force officer?
Yes, sir.
Are you the daughter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you want to marry or you want to go to school?
I want to go to school.
We'll talk later. Praise the Lord. Prophet, come and bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Prophesy over them.
Because he lives,
oh, yes.
I can pray tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, he owns the view. I live in God
because
He lives.
Sing it to the Lord.
Because He lives,
I can face tomorrow.
I can face tomorrow.
Because
He lives,
I'm worried.
Of there is God.
I pray for you this day. Because your own generation will serve God. I prophesy upon your generation today
that your purpose on earth shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I say, I prophesy upon your own generation today. The purpose of your generation on earth shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. That from today henceforth, forward ever, backward never.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I pray for you that whatever God has destined you to be on this earth, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I decree, I declare upon your life, from today, your star, your destiny will begin to shine in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy upon your life, because you have received blessing today, no power will hinder your destiny. No witch will stop your glory. No woman will stop your destiny. No man will stop your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, is there any curse that they have caused you before you were born or after you were born? Because you are in this program, I cancel that curse in the name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of confusion, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, receive that spirit of wisdom. Receive knowledge. Receive understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today you are untouchable. Your destiny is untouchable. Your generation is unstoppable. Your blessing is unstoppable. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I use you as a contact to your family, the ones that could not be here, your parents, your brothers and sisters, because your generation will not be stopped. Their own generation will not be stopped. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy upon your life, using you as a contact to them. None of you will die before your time.
Amen.
Nobody here will die before your time.
Amen.
Your family, there shall be no sorrow. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall it be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Prophet Joseph, come and prophesy. Just lift up your hands wherever you are. I prophesy upon your hands. From now henceforth, every blessing that has been held concerning you, it falls upon you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree from now henceforth, wherever they said you will not reach in life, is it from your lineage? Wherever, however, the destiny that you will not reach your goal, I come as a servant of God, as a prophet of God. I prophesy you will reach there. I say you will reach there. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare, amongst your mates, you will be ahead. Yes, sir. If you can say a louder amen, you will receive it. Amongst your mates, you will be in front. If you are listening to my voice and they fire the spirit of limitation upon your life, in school limitation, in your career limitation, whatever aspect of your life is facing limitation, from now, I declare you from now free from that limitation in the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon you, those of you seeking for admission, believing God for admission, you want to enter school, you have written the first exam, you failed. Second exam, you failed. Third exam, you failed. Listen to me. Wherever you stopped, from now, hear my voice, from now henceforth, you will enter school in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have been having a problem with your brain, not able to assimilate, from now your brain will open in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In your school, you shall be on top. I say you will be on top. Wherever you step your feet, there are children that from young age, they begin to bless their family. They become what? A blessing to the family. I decree from now henceforth, you shall be a blessing to your family. You will open doors for your family. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy upon you. From now henceforth, whatever you need to go on in life, God will provide it.
Amen.
I said God will provide it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, go and prosper. Go and shine. Go and testify. Go and dominate. Overtaking is allowed. Overtake and recover. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go, you are blessed in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, okay. If you are blessed, shout a little amen. Can I hear that amen louder?
Can you tell yourself, this is my generation?
This is my generation.
Can I hear it louder, somebody? Shout, this is my generation. Shout, this is my generation. In my generation, I will reign.
I will reign.
In my generation, I will succeed. In my generation, I will prosper. In my generation, I shall rule. Do you believe this is your generation you are going to rule? I prophesy on top of your head. What stop your father? What stop your mother for their generation? In your generation, it shall not near yours. If your father and your mother could not break through in their own generation, in your own generation, you will break through. In your generation, you will reign. In your generation, you will exalt. In your generation, you will dance your dance. In your generation, you will laugh your laugh. In the name of Jesus. What stop your father and your mother? In your generation, it shall not stop yours. It shall not stop yours. In the name of Jesus. In this your generation, men and women, there will be a blessing to you. Men and women shall be a favor to you. In the name of Jesus. In your generation, no power, no spirit, no deity shall stop your dream. Shall stop your dream. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever be your dream, in your generation, it shall manifest. It shall manifest. In the name of Jesus. In your education, you will prosper. In your business, you will prosper. In your academic, you will succeed. In the name of Jesus. In this your generation, you shall not die on time. You shall not die on time. In the name of Jesus. Because you pass through this program, your father, your mother, it will make way to train you. Your mother and your father shall make words to train you. To train you. To train you. In the name of Jesus.